Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Surprise, surprise. I am actually recording this on Zoom. Hopefully, I'm looking in the right place. It's been a while since I've been on Zoom, and I want to talk about in today's episode how it's okay for things not to be big, right? It's okay for you to be in a season right now where everything you do is not big, is not bold, you're not doing all the things, okay? So this episode is coming about because if you're watching this on YouTube, as you can clearly see, if you look in the space behind me, it's a little sparse, right? It's a little sparse, whatever, however the heck you say it. If you follow me on TikTok, you've probably seen me wear this shirt at least a couple of times. And just to give you a little backstory, I look this way and my home looks this way because I just moved from California to Arkansas. And I wanted to be very, very intentional about what I bring into my home from this point forward, as in from the point where I arrived here forward. And so I am slowly rebuilding my life, and I'm doing it here. But I am just doing what I can to embrace this season of newness. And this is important for me. And it's also important for you because I know that a lot of us, and I'm speaking specifically to Black women, that is who I talk to on this platform. A lot of us, we are in a season of newness in specific areas of our life. So it may not necessarily be that you have uprooted your life necessarily from one state to the next or from one country to another country. But a lot of us, we are in a state of newness in certain, in specific parts of our life. We are entering new seasons, new chapters, et cetera. And a lot of it, but not all of it, but a lot of it does have something to do with, whoa, let's be real, what's happening over the next 4 years? What's happening literally right now in this country, let alone for the next 3 or 4 years in this country with the election of he who shall not be named? So, yeah, girl, if you are in a season of change, if you're in a season of newness, new chapters, new seasons, new environments, new spaces, new thoughts, new platforms, new businesses, new communities, et cetera, the message that I have for you today is that it's okay not to go, what does it say? Go big or bold. What is it? They say, I'm getting tongue tied. Go big or go home. Why can't I say that? I don't know. Go big or go home. I don't feel like that applies to us. I don't feel like go big or go home needs to apply to us right now as it pertains to us being in these new chapters of our lives, these new seasons of our lives. I don't feel like we have to go big or go home. Like I just don't feel like that applies. And speaking specifically for me, if you've been following the podcast for a minute, you know that I just have been saying how I wanted to overhaul things. I wanted to shake things up. I wanted to do these. In my mind, I had these grand visions that I had for this platform, for the podcast, for Brown Girl Self-Care. And over the last few months, those things were not thinking. Those things just were not happening. And I realized, and it's kind of like, duh, but sometimes you don't really process things. At least I don't process things the way maybe someone else might. But it was just like, duh, you plan to do all these things, when you are already planning to pretty much overhaul your life? And what I came to find out is that I just did not have and do not, still do not, I did not and I do not have the energy to do all the things. And so I'm not going to do all the things. I don't have to do all the things, and neither do you. I don't have to go big. I don't have to go hard in the paint at every freaking opportunity. Neither do you. I don't want to do this hustle, grind, perfectionism. Like, that to me is not how I choose to live. It is not a pressure that I want for myself. It is not, to me, does not speak to my value that I really am upholding more and more each day of just living in a more radical way, a more free and liberated way, different than how I've lived my life in the past. I'll be entering the ripe old age of 50 this year. And I know that for me, living a freer life is about me turning away from the ways that I used to think or how I was raised to think or what growing up in this country has conditioned me to believe is the way and the only way to live my life, to run a business, to be a human, to be a parent, to be in relationship with others, to build my, like, just, I'm just shifting away from all those things that I was taught that really didn't lend much to my life in a positive way. So as I'm in this new chapter, I'm realizing that I am not in a place where I have the capacity to go hard. You may find that to be the case for you as well. A lot of times that perfectionism kind of like sneaks in and we feel like that's the only way. We have to go hard. We have to hustle hard. We got to grind hard. We got to do all the things. We got to make sure we keep up appearances. We got to make sure we hitting all the right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do that. And I don't have the capacity to do that. I didn't realize how tired I really, really was until I got here and really had to sit myself down somewhere and let that innate desire for perfectionism die. Sometimes the work is just allowing certain things, certain old parts of you to die off. And as simple as that sounds, it's not. It's really, really not simple. It can feel very hard. And if you're in an internet new chapter where you're kind of realizing some of these things and you're wondering why you're so damn exhausted all of a sudden or all the time, yes, a big part of it is life. But keep in mind that energy that we're releasing when we're thinking new thoughts, having new ideas, figuring out a more radical way to live, a freer way to live, we're releasing stagnant old energy. And it can just feel really, really exhausted mentally, maybe even spiritually, physically too. And so just me being here in Arkansas, I have just been resting so much more because I feel like I've just been drained. I'm shedding these old ideals of myself. I feel like so much that it just requires more rest. I can't really explain it, and I'm not sure exactly what the logic behind it is, but if you're feeling like that too, I just want you to know that you are not alone. It is not just you. As we are beginning to peel back layers and release old traumas and old ways of thinking and you know, things of that nature, which really is work, as much as we may not believe it to be, it is work. That is a part of doing the work. That is a part of being on your healing journey. It can be exhausting. It can be draining. It can be tiring. I know that a lot of times we want to feel like we're going to have this surge of energy and just feel light and all these things. And yeah, that is a part of it. But I do think a part of the work and releasing and shedding, you know, like when you think about shedding previous versions of yourself, old ideals, things like that, keep in mind that there are animals like lizards and crabs and things like that. When they are shedding their shells or shedding their skin, like they don't just, it's not like party time. Those are serious, vulnerable times of their life. And I feel like it's the same for me. If we are in connection with nature, I feel like it's the same for us. So if you're wondering why, as you're doing this, these processes of releasing, letting go, shedding, contemplating, thinking, you know, those kind of things, and you're wondering, why do I, like, you might be thinking, I'm not even doing anything. I just feel so tired. You really are. You're doing the work. That is a part of the work. And it can be very draining. It can be. So I just wanted to let you know that. But as for me, you know, I'm just coming to realize that I, like, this right now is not the time in this season for me to think I have to go hard in the paint or just do all these bold, big, ginormous shows of, you know, whatever. Like, I don't have the capacity. And I'm okay now with not having that capacity. I did have these huge plans, and that happens a lot of times, right? We have these huge plans of these visions and what we want to do and how we want to do it and how we want to show up and, you know, like in life and business and in relationships, et cetera. But I'm coming to terms with the fact that that's just not where I am right now. I'm just not there. And I'm learning to be okay with that. I'm learning to be okay with not having it all together for weeks and months at a time. And I'm learning to be okay with the fact that, you know, I'm tired. And that is me acknowledging these things. That is a part of honoring our humanity. That is a part of honoring our humanity. Something that we have been conditioned to toss aside at any given opportunity. Acknowledging that you are tired, acknowledging that you are exhausted, acknowledging that you don't have the capacity, acknowledging you don't have the bandwidth, acknowledging that you don't have all the answers right now, that you are in a place of renewal and that is a part of honoring your humanity in a radical way. It is. And I want us to do more of that and be okay with being in that space for a part of your new chapter, new season, et cetera. So that's kind of like where I am. So much like how this house is not, you know, slowly but surely it's coming to fruition. That's just kind of like a metaphor for what my life is right now. And I am coming to terms with it, and I'm okay with it. I know that I do want to be more radical when it comes to my life and with Brown Girl self-care and just things in general. But right now, I feel like the most radical thing I can do in this moment is just to honor where I am. And not try to force things to happen, not try to force whatever. I'm just not in that place, you know. For every amount of energy where we are grinding or pushing towards something, I feel like there needs to be equal time where we are just in a place of rest, not forcing. Not pushing, not hustling, not grinding. Like, I didn't used to believe that, but I 100% believe that now. I really, really do. And so I am just entering this new chapter here, doing my best to honor that and to not rush anything, not force anything, not to do things just for the sake of doing them. Not to, for example, put out podcast episodes just for the sake of doing them. Not to bring items into my home just for the sake of filling up the space. You know, a lot of times when you move, you want to have all the pieces of furniture in your house. Right now, I have a TV in this living room. I have a rug I don't have a coffee table. I don't have a TV stand. I don't really know what else goes. I don't have artwork on the walls or anything like that. I do have a futon that I sleep on. And it's behind, it's, you can't see it. I would have to turn the camera around. But that's my sofa, this futon, whatever it's called, pull-out futon with the mattress. And that's okay for me. I have what I need, and it's okay. I feel like also when we're in these new chapters, it's okay to say, you know what, things are not perfect, but right now, whatever I have either within me or without is exactly what is necessary for now. And if I don't have it, maybe right now in this moment, I don't need to have it. I think that as I sit here and I talk about these things, another thing that I want to say is while I'm in the season of not forcing, I'm also in a season when you're not forcing, you're allowing. And I know how hard that can be to just sit and allow things to come to you or opportunities to come to you or opportunities for relationships to build, like just allowing things to unfold for you. When I was growing up, there was no allowing things to unfold because that just wasn't the kind of family that we were. We were very just hustle minded, because if we didn't hustle, like you didn't hustle, like if my mom didn't go out to hustle and work and things like that, we wouldn't eat, the lights wouldn't be on. Like we were just, it was just a fine line between kind of like poverty versus definitely not living well, but that line was between just poverty and just kind of like barely scraping by or anything like that. And, you know, there was really no sense of allowing things to just happen or allowing things to unfold. I just wasn't, that wasn't the vibe. And so I picked up on that and I just carried the ball forward, of course. And so everything for a while anyway was kind of like just, there was no allowing. I had to force, I had to rush, I had to push, I had to make things happen. I had to, you know, do all the things. And for me to now be entering this chapter of 50 and not having that mindset, or maybe still having the mindset, but actively resisting that notion or actively resisting that mindset of not forcing, not pushing, not rushing, not making all the things happen. All right, so let's talk about intimates for a second, because I have to tell you about this underwear because it's just that good. It's the Fits Everybody collection by Skims, and honestly, I feel like this is their best kept secret. The first time I tried the crossover bra and the boy short from the collection, I held those pieces up and I was like, these are not going to work for me. But I was so wrong. They're stretchy, but somehow magically still form-fitting. And then the fabric is so lightweight and so buttery soft. Like, this is the kind of comfort you need in your life, girl. No poking, no pinching, just pieces that move with you. So for me, for example, whether I'm lounging at home or throwing on a tee and jeans, like these are my go-tos. Now, I got mine in cocoa, but there are so many beautiful skin tone shades to choose from. Trust me. Once you try them, you will not want to go back. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com and Skims stores. Now, after you place your order, be sure to let them know I sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for the perfect gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine shop ever. Available in sizes for women, men, and kids. You know a snack is elite when it causes conversation, right? And let's be real. Wonderful Pistachios? Yeah, they're that snack. Whether it's the crunch, the flavor, or the fact that they just hit every single time, people are always going to have something good to say. And there's a flavor for every vibe, from classic favorites to bold options like sweet chili and salt and pepper. Personally, I'm all about the in-shell roasted and salted because there's just something about cracking them open that just makes snack time even better. Oh, and let's not forget,
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, their fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. So whether you're snacking solo or sharing the love, get snacking and get cracking with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Does it feel like your hormones are all over the place? If so, trust me, I get it, because lately I've been dealing with the hot flashes, the exhaustion, and even an unpredictable cycle, and it's been tough. And with over 1,000 hormone disruptors hiding in our food, hiding in our water, and even our skincare, it's no wonder so many of us feel out of balance. That's why I'm really excited about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. This formula is made with plant-based adaptogens, herbal ingredients that help your body adjust and maintain optimal hormone levels. It's perfect for easing symptoms like mild mood swings, occasional bloating, and even those dreaded hot flashes. Hormone Harmony is a huge deal. One bottle is sold every 24 seconds, and women online are raving about how it helps them feel like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today. That to me is one of the most radical ways that I can honor my humanity right now in this season of change, in this new chapter. And I want that for more of us. I think that's really going to be important, because as we deal with these next 4 years of living in a country under, I don't even want to talk about him, but as we just get through these next 4 years, I feel like us being in a place of allowing, it's going to benefit us more than it's going to harm us. I'm not talking about all allowing, by the way. I'm talking about allowing as it pertains to how we build relationships with each other, not trying to force things to happen, but letting things unfold in gentler ways, more natural ways, as we allow ourselves to unfold and to allow ourselves to become the next version of who it is that we're going to be. I feel like when I am in that space of allowing, I feel like there's opportunities for more abundance. And I'll explain. So I remember, and this still happens a little bit, but I remember, like, when I was, like, younger, just trying to, for example, force relationships, force myself to be in community with people. It never really worked out for me. It never really worked out to my benefit. The relationships didn't last. I was just being too aggressive, because there was a small part of me that was just like, if I don't have a specific number of friends, then I'm just not worthy. And that wasn't something that I would tell myself, like, verbally. But I think that was kind of like the vibe or the energy. And so when you have that forceful energy all the time, it can kill relationships. It can put people off or scare people away. Or you're forcing yourself in situations that were never meant for you. And so I dealt with that a lot, versus just allowing things to unfold in a natural way. So that way I could kind of like see what was happening, what was shifting, and see if those things were even for me to begin with. When you don't allow, you end up in situations that aren't necessarily for you. And that's that grind and hustle energy. I have kind of, I don't want to say forced myself, but how about this? In this whole grind culture kind of like mentality, I've unfortunately had some opportunities where I was just like, looking back on it, like,
I was so pressed to make that thing happen, and it ended up just really not being for me. And this is going to be important for us in the next few years. Well, really, obviously, continuously moving forward, but speaking specifically about the next few years, I feel like just allowing that energy of allowance and unfolding to happen in some of the situations that we're going to be encountering in regards to, for example, community building and sisterhood and things like that. It's important because if you want to, how can I say this? Like, if you want to ensure or not ensure, because that kind of like sounds like control, and I don't mean it in a controlling way, but if you want to have better odds, I guess, of really clicking with amazing people, of really living the life, the liberated life of your dreams, I feel like if you're in this place of just allowing, whatever is for your better good is definitely going to come your way. Whatever is for your better good is definitely going to, it's going to, when you're making space, like allowing is making space. It's not forcing. It's not harsh. It's not rushing. And when you're in that space, beautiful things are allowed to come into your life. Beautiful friendships, beautiful opportunities, things like that. So that's where I am right now. And when, and by the way, I don't know if I have to mention, I don't feel like I should have to mention this when I'm talking about allowing. Please understand, I'm not talking about allowing bullshit. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. That's not what I'm talking about when I say unfolding and just allowing and letting kind of things happen naturally. That's, I feel like for some reason someone's thinking that's what I'm talking about. We're not talking about any of that fuckery. We're not talking about any of that bullshit. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? But, yeah, y'all, I am just really allowing myself to be in this space of moving forward with more gentleness, moving forward with more grace for myself, moving forward with again, this unfolding, moving forward with a lot of unlearning. I still have so much to unlearn in these old beliefs. The old beliefs, they really do die hard. They really, really do. And moving forward with more compassion. All the compassion for myself, all the grace, giving myself space to continue learning myself. And that's just kind of like what it is right now. So as much as I wanted Brown Girl Self-Care in 2025 to just be this huge, ginormous thing, I am getting the nudge or the nudges or the, I don't know, like in my gut or my spirit or my intuition, like I'm getting this understanding that what I had in mind was not the way or not the complete way, and that I need to allow, I need to allow more time. There's that word again. I need to allow more time to let things unfold. I need to allow more time to allow things to unfold the way that are, that would make more sense for me, you know, and my vision and my goals. I need to allow more time. So that's where I am right now. This is probably one of the most realest conversations I've had to date when it comes to sharing kind of like where I am right now. I do feel like there will be more conversations like this. That's just the gut check that I'm getting. I feel like I will be showing up more on camera in 2025, and I'm just going to show up the way that I show up. It's not going to be perfectly. I'm not going to always say the right things. I'm not going to, have all these highly edited videos and I don't know, whatever everybody else is doing. That's just not, I'm freeing myself of that. I'm freeing myself of that. And I keep saying video because I'm on camera right now and this is going to YouTube, but I don't want to forget that this is actually going up, you know, to the podcast as well. But I am freeing myself from doing things the way that other people do things. I am freeing myself from the pressure, from the expectations, from again, we've talked about this over the years, like grind culture. I am like so opposed to grind culture. It's just no longer for me. I am just allowing myself, there's that word again, I'm allowing myself to be in this chapter, this space of newness, from a place of reflection, slowness, ease, more softness, you know, more time to think and more time to feel. A lot of times we don't give ourselves time to feel. We, again, because we're in do mode so much. We've been forced to be in do mode, you know, and I am taking this time to feel my way, not just allow, but also to feel my way. More self-check-ins, more check-ins with myself. How do I feel about this? What might this mean for me? Where am I right now? You know, just checking in with myself. I want to do that so much more. But that's literally where I am, rebuilding my life, rebuilding this brand from the ground up. This is it. There's no pretenses, no clearly no glamorization. If you're looking at the video, clearly no glamorization of kind of like where I am right now. And, you know, the older version of me would have been embarrassed to show up in this way and to admit or say some of the things that I've said. I don't feel like that. I really just don't feel that way. I am just allowing myself to just be, to feel things out, to trust more, to lean into my faith, and to accept that every part of life is not about doing these huge, big, ginormous, bold things. Like, that's just not what it is. At least not for the path that I'm headed on. The path that I'm headed on, or the path that I am on, in case I have not made that clear, is of freedom, is of ease and flow and more gentleness and more learning and more community, just those kind of things. That's where I am right now. And I'm happy to be here. It's a little scary at times because you don't always know exactly what your next is going to be or what's going to happen next, et cetera. But, you know, I probably wouldn't trade this part of my journey, this part of my new chapter, for anything right now, because I feel like it's just so important. This is so important to my foundation. You know, just like a plant needs time to grow its roots, I have literally uprooted my entire being, my entire life, my entire essence. And now I am the place of rerooting. And that's going to take time. I've got to get my bearings. So for those of you that are in a space of newness, please be gentle with yourself. Give yourself the time that you need. Allow yourself the grace to just see the situation for what it is versus being hard on yourself. We are so hard on ourselves a lot of times. We really, really are. Allow yourself the grace that you need to see, like I said, the situation for what it is. We don't realize that we just in this part of rerooting and honoring our humanity, we don't see that as important work. We don't see that as doing something so spectacular because it feels maybe boring or mundane, or it's not as exciting, or I don't really know. But you are really doing some important work right now, regardless of what type of new chapter you are in. Again, it could be any type of chapter. Mine just happens to be what I've already talked about, just the move from California to Arkansas, and then eventually from this apartment into an RV, into land for more sustainable living, and learning how to grow food and herbalism and animal husbandry and taking care of chickens and just all those things that come with it. Like, we don't realize how important this part of the new chapter is. It's all important. As glorified as hustling is, we need to glorify more, just allowing ourselves to sit in the ease, allowing ourselves to sit in the rest, allowing ourselves to sit in the processing, the time of processing and understanding. And that's what I'm allowing myself to do right now. So again, that word, just being okay with allowing. Like, I feel like that's my word, if not of the year, maybe for the next few months, just allowing and not feeling pressure or pressuring myself to perform and to just do something just for the sake of doing it. Like, I did that in my 20s, my 30s, part of my 40s, and it never felt right. But now I am really just taking heed to what I feel is important for me in this next chapter and allowing that to come to fruition. So, you know, this is a part of freedom. This is a part of living a more liberated life. This is a part of just being a little more radical than you might have been, you know, a few years ago. Like, this is my season and I don't want to force it. I refuse to force it. What's for me will continue to unfold as I allow, and what's not for me, it won't. As simple as that. It won't. So that's how I'm moving forward. It may not be a huge bang, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So just a little reflection that I wanted to share with you, as a lot of us, again, are entering these new spaces and new chapters, etc. So don't be so hard on yourself, sis, if that's where you also are. You're here for a reason. You're in this space for a reason. So allow yourself time to honor that part of, or this part of your journey. Okay. All right. So that's it for this week's episode, girl, of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm saying this now, but I feel like I will be back with a new episode this week. I have so much to share. I really, really do. If I don't know anything for sure other than this, it's the fact that things that I've talked about in the podcast, or things that I will talk about on this podcast going forward, definitely is shifting. So this is just a part of the unfolding, girl. So yeah, that's it for this week. Have a blessed week, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.